This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As America burned, Joe Biden went on yet another vacation, his 67th trip to Delaware since he was placed into office in the coup. They've done the numbers and they said he has spent 309 days, 40% of his presidency on vacation. I don't know whether this is good news or bad because I don't like it when Joe Biden's working. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Lots of stuff going on. Too much to cover. I'm going to try to break things up a little bit because we've been covering the financial markets. And we've got to cover Silicon Valley Bank because it's going to be a hot topic. It's a hot topic. It was a hot topic Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, over the weekend, and today. We didn't know much Wednesday and Thursday because they finally went into receivership on Friday. But that's when everything broke. But over the weekend, we had plenty of time to get into it. And, so we've talked a little bit about it. I did my TV thing on it because there's so much to understand. As I mentioned at the time, you know this is a leftist company and leftist bank, Silicon Valley Bank. And what we've learned since then about how woke they are, because they're Silicon Valley Bank. Got to be all, woo-hoo-hoo, look at us, LGBTQ, all that crap. So, yeah, they're woke and they're broke. But that's not why they went broke. They went broke because of Joe Biden. You know what got them? The interest rates. Rising interest rates. They were forced to sell $28 billion in bonds for a $1.8 billion loss that I guarantee you went to one of their woke leftist elitists who said, sure, I'll be happy to bail you out. We'll talk a lot about that for this hour. Hey, here's some interesting news I bet you didn't know. You knew that four people went to Mexico, right, and were in the midst of some gang warfare or shootout or whatever in Matamoros, Mexico. You knew that. Did you know they were black? That's right. All four of them black. Two couples went. And two guys, well, there were three guys and a girl, a woman. I think the woman was going for a tummy tuck. But anyway, they were black. Two dudes died. Two black guys. Have you heard any? Let me. Not a peep. Not a peep from anybody. Guns killing people, border wars, war with Mexico and all that. Nothing has been said about this in terms of nationality. I don't know. Look, what would have been said if they'd been white? Don't know. But here's what I know. Black people get killed here. And there's a whole, you know, I don't care who it is, if it's a cop, if it's a white dude that kills them. Here, we got Mexican banditos shooting black folks. Black people, I thought, were off limits. I thought everybody knew, everywhere in the world, black Americans are off limits. We are oppressed. Well, apparently not. The cartel didn't get the memo, but they did send Joe Biden a condolence card. We're sorry we killed your Negroes. We're very sorry. We didn't realize it. I'm talking like a Middle Eastern terrorist, but you know what I'm saying. You're very sorry, Joe. Jose. Killed two black men. They couldn't talk their way out of it? To say, hey, guys, look, I'm not trying to get all up in your cartel business here, but we got nothing to do. We're over here to get a surgery. I mean, if we were some white folks, you could make some money off of us. We poor brothers, right? They couldn't talk their way out of it. And Joe Biden, they won't let you know. They can't get them Negroes back. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this. Three women who traveled from Texas to Montemorelos, Mexico, they were going to sell goods at a flea market. They've been missing for 2 weeks. They crossed into Mexico on February the 24th. FBI says, we can't comment because it's an ongoing investigation. Yeah, right after they stopped going to school boards and messing with parents who want to take care of their children. We have a story about a lady. She was sued by the National Endowment, the National Teachers, the biggest of the teachers' unions. She was sued because she dared say, I want to see my child's curriculum. And they went after her. She's been in litigation for 2 years. Good for her. I hope she wins, and I hope she wins big, like my friend Charlene, who sued the airlines and won $5 million. I don't know if she's going to get it all. She's still like, who knows? But at least she had the guts to do it. She and her spouse and her family, I'm sure they've suffered a lot over this. It's been going on for years. They want to outweigh us. They want to wait us out. Either way. Works either way, doesn't it? What else are we learning? Learning a lot more about SVB. I will say this. So the CEO of SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, sold $3.6 million of his stock before the collapse of the bank. And the CFO sold like just over $500,000 of stock, etc. Now, these are what they call auto time sales, because these people can't sell, you know, because anything they do is going to influence the market. So they have these auto time sales that say, nope, we're just selling. So there's no concern about, are we trying to profiteer? But the timing of this auto sale is pretty suspicious, because you have to wonder, when did they know? And by the way, I'm going to give you a lot of good information this hour about this. We're going to also, might as well just tell you, the stuff with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden is beginning to heat up. So this hour is not going to be a one-trick pony talking about financials and stuff like that, even though this is huge news. Not something that the Democrats really want to tout, because it's big trouble for them. This is not a resume builder, all these bank failures. Two banks had to go into receivership because they had to do one to protect the other. I mentioned it. Silvergate. And then I tweeted it. I said, okay, look at the amount of money lost in just a week under Biden. And who's guilty of it? Who led up to this? Joe Biden. There's not even a question about it. You can connect the dots and boop, boop, boop. There you go. So here we are. We know where the fault lies. And the Democrats and the minions that work for Biden are going, how can we keep the genie, get this fat genie back in the bottle? You can't.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, I get it. The problem is not us, it's them. It's not America. I mean, sure, we have inflation, but the inflation is worse everywhere else. After all, isn't that what you voted for, America? That I would ruin it, but it wouldn't be as bad as the other people. Or isn't that what you cheated for if you're a leftist? Because you didn't vote. Americans didn't vote for Joe Biden. That's a fact. The dude's lucky if he got 40 million votes, much less 81 million. Welcome back, folks. The problem is other countries, not so much ours. Those are his exact words. Inflation is worldwide, and the U.S. is better. We have less inflation. Joe Biden, this is so laughable. that it's tough to even talk about. Seriously. That's his excuse. Well, it may be bad for you, but it's worse for somebody else. Now, I do realize that when you're in a rut, that is what you want to hear. You do want to hear, well, you know, hey, look, I know you're suicidal, but there were people that are worse off than you that have not done it. Oh, well, okay, thanks for that pep talk. Remember, Joe Biden said he understood why people were upset. And here he is again, revealing what we already know.
So I think things were a little out of whack, and I don't blame people for being down. You know, when you had a year, 2 years of the pandemic, kids out of school, the mental health problems in the country are seriously increased, especially among young people. Some things are, for example, when you're feeling down about employment, they got better jobs. They're making more money. Inflation is still higher than it should be, and you know, everything from gasoline prices to a war going on in Ukraine. I mean, so I can't think of a time when there's been greater uncertainty. Notwithstanding the fact we're crazy at an 800,000 manufacturing jump, we're better off than virtually any other major nation in the world economically. But it's understandable why people are just down.
I love that clip because it's Joe Biden passing blame and then going, but, yeah, there's this. Then passing blame, then going, yeah, but then there's this. And every time he passes blame, you know where it comes back to? It's his fault. 2 years of the pandemic. Whose fault is that? It's the leftist, the scam artist. He's part of it. He shut down the economy of America and he expected to recover. And then when the jobs come back, he's like, look at all these jobs I created. He doesn't count the ones that he killed. And he says, you know, the kids are out of school. I mean, you know, mental health is up. You know, meaning many people, more people are going crazy, wanting to commit suicide and so on. He says, yeah, now we got them better jobs and make more money. But yeah, then again, inflation's there, and it ate up not only all the money they made, but then some. Gasoline prices are high, and of course, that war in Ukraine. Well, who created that? Who created inflation, high gas prices, and the war in Ukraine? Joe Biden. And did he, while it was happening before the war in Ukraine, did he stop it? Did he go, you know what, this war in Ukraine is not going to help food prices. It's not going to help the price of gasoline. Maybe we need to, you know, negotiate this and make sure that Russia doesn't invade, which he invited Putin to do. But then he ends it with this, well, just still, we're better off than most other nations in the world. Be glad you're an American and not Venezuelan. Be glad you're an American and not what? What happens in the day when we say, you know what, this other economy is better? This other country does appear to be better. What happens when America no longer sets the standard? When it's not about learning English, when it's not about the dollar, when it's not about waiting to see the direction that America goes, but some other country becomes that leader. In other words, when God takes his mighty hand off of our country and says, you know what, you're my chosen country. When he takes his hand away and says, since you've abandoned me, I'm going to abandon you. What's going to happen to us? There's a lot of stuff to talk about here, a lot of stuff to unpack. I'm going to stick on the Bidens for a minute because the Bidens have some serious problems looming. And this was a clip that came from Congressman Comer, who's over the chairman of House Oversight Committee. And it's eye-opening in so many ways. I'll let you hear it.
It's been a couple of weeks since we've spoken, and you've been digging in on the business of the Biden family. What have you learned?
Well, we've had a very good 2 weeks, Maria. We are finally having people cooperate with us. I think we all know the Biden administration stonewalling. Janet Yellen is stonewalling, not turning over the bank violations. But fortunately, since we've last spoken, we actually have bank records in hand. We have individuals who are working with our committee. In the last 2 weeks, we've met with either these individuals personally or with their attorneys. And that would be four individuals who had ties in with the Biden family on their various schemes around the world. So now we have in hand documents that show just exactly how the Biden family was getting money from the Chinese Communist Party. And I will tell you, it's as bad as we thought. Maria. It's very concerning. And in a way, I'm kind of glad that the Biden attorney, Abby Lowell, and the Biden administration has been stonewalling us, because when I requested that information 2 weeks ago versus today, because of what we have in hand now, we have a lot stronger case in court for why we need these documents that the Biden family is withholding and that the government's withholding. So they have unintentionally helped our case in our quest to get these documents to where we can give the American people the truth and the transparency that they deserve out of their leadership in Washington.
Boy, that's going to be something. I don't think that Congressman Comer would be saying this unless it were true, because there's a lot going on there, right? They were stonewalling. When he's talking about Yellen not giving him what they needed, he's talking about these violations. They had 155 $10,000 or more deposits that were flagged. And now they have the records. And they have other records that will allow them to now be mandatory get these records from the government that says, what were these flagged transactions? And now they can start connecting the dots and following the money. This is going to be beautiful. Kevin Jackson is here listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Truth and transparency. That's all we want. Now, imagine the scrambling that's going on. We have banks in free fall, people very concerned, and the Democrats will settle it down. They'll get the very, very rich fat cats, the Soroses of the world, to try to calm everybody's fears a little bit while they regroup. But devastation looms.
Radio show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Reckless, unsound, and unprofessional is how the Defense Department describes a Russian fighter jet's intentional downing of a U.S. drone over the Black Sea today. The Pentagon says a Russian jet dumped fuel on the drone, then clipped its propeller, forcing it down into the water. The snow is coming down in the Northeast, and these people in New Jersey are dealing with it.
Just a winter wonderland to play in. Just got a new snow blow, and it works beautifully.
It's a wet snow. It's heavy, so they call this the Widowmaker snow, so you got to be careful. Take it nice and easy.
More rain in California, as much as an inch an hour in L.A. today. In the mountains, more snow. It's already so high around Lake Tahoe, snow plows have nowhere to put the new snow. The Justice Department's joining the SEC in investigating the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. The Consumer Price Index rose by 0.4% last month, 6% over the past year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So can you just give us your coolest, most detached assessment of what we're seeing? This seems like a big deal. Is it?
Well, I mean, I can't believe that you're not allayed by listening to Treasury Secretary Yellen. I mean, clearly she's got the situation in hand. I also am just stunned, Tucker, that you don't believe that diversity, equity, and inclusion are the root of a sound financial system. I mean, come on, where have you been for the last year, Tucker?
I mean, to be clearly. Quiet. And, like, let's get some real economists here who aren't just, like, repeating Atlantic articles. This is insane.
It is absolutely insane. And the layers of insanity, I mean, I can't even believe the videos you showed about the people at SVB, you know, focused on the women's ski vacations and whatnot. It's just nonsense. And you're right. What we're facing right now is really serious. I mean, we are on the brink of a 2008-style financial crisis, and I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. In fact, you and I discussed this at length in our long-form interview several months ago, and at the time, the Fed hadn't even raised rates nearly as high as they have today, and I was saying, look, you don't raise rates in record fashion on an economy toting record leverage at maximum speculation and expect no consequence. I mean, this was clearly going to happen, and now we're seeing the weak links in the chain break. You know, the areas where speculation was most rampant and most egregious are clearly coming down, and they're doing so as they seem to do in all the three-letter acronyms, just like they did in 2008. You know, we're back to the three-letter acronyms, and there'll be a lot more of those. And frankly, I think, you know, this is the unintended consequence of the Fed's monetary policy layered with really bad fiscal policy on top of it. But essentially, they've been encouraging people to take reckless risks for years just because you had no alternative. You could get 0% sitting in a T-bill or having your money in the bank, or you could run out and you could speculate. And that's what they've done. And that's all coming back to bite them hard. And we've got some major consequences coming at us. And I think it's going to devolve very rapidly because of all the leverage that's been built up here.
That's exactly right.
Oh, the irony of this story. Y'all are probably going, what's he laughing at after this clip? The clip didn't make me laugh. Now, we're on the brink of a 2008-style financial crisis, and the lady who was talking, her name is Stephanie Pomboy, she's not being hyperbolic, she said. She's telling the truth. I agree with her, by the way. But oh, the irony that Joe Biden is actually killing diversity, inclusion, and equity. DIE is the acronym. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Joe Biden is killing what they call DEI. And this was a Forbes, because I was looking this up because, you know, she joked that, oh, SVB was one of the most woke banks or whatever, you know, and what did that get them? It got them nothing. Because it gets nobody anything. So MSNBC, here's a snippet from an MSNBC article. It's in their money section. It says, with a stagnant Biden economy and rising interest rates hitting corporations' finances, companies have reevaluated the commitment to left-wing indoctrination. Since July of 2022, company layoffs of those with DEI jobs have been much higher compared to non-DEI roles. This is according to data from Revelio Labs. The attrition rate for DEI jobs is 33% compared to 21% for non-DEI jobs. As purse strings tighten, companies are starting to realize they don't need to waste profits on jobs that exist solely because of left-wing political pandering. Folks, this is in MSNBC in an article titled, Get Woke, Go Broke. I've been talking about this since I got into this business, the business of politics. I've said to many companies that I used to be a management consultant with their HR people, I said, let me tell you something. If you continue to go down this stupid path of placating to the weakest, you're not going to be around. I don't care whether your business is manufacturing, distribution, service, restaurant, retail restaurant, you name it, retail. It could be whatever. You are going to fail. When you take your eye off the ball of what you're supposed to be doing, you lose. So here's SVB, Silicon Valley Bank. I'm guessing California, Silicon Valley, one of the most woke companies, 40 years old, and doing all of it by the leftist doctrines. And you know what? In a business where you are practically printing money, they're losing. A bank is the closest thing to a government business you could be, maybe next to a utility or something like that. It is so close. It's hard to divide the lines between them. There's so many regulations. But that fractional reserve system is what fuels it. You don't have to keep all the money. And as long as you keep your customers satisfied and you're smart with your investments, you don't even have to be brilliant. It's not like you're some hedge fund. All they care about is making 1% or 2% on their money, 5% if it's in good times or whatever. People just leave it in there. It's a steady source of income. You know, it's backed by the FDIC, you know, and you're usually making it on houses and things like that, which have lots of regulations around that. So unless the bank, you know, the government is forcing you like they did in 2008 to make risky loans, you're good. And there's bonds where they're guaranteed. The bank gets their cut. You practically have to be trying to lose money in a bank. And you know what leftists do? They try to lose money. I don't know if you saw this thing with Hollywood now, the Oscars. Now they're making films. 33% of your staff must be BIPOCs, black indigenous people of color, if a main character is not a BIPOC. So there's all these rules that the movies now have to have. And let me tell you, I don't know about you, but if I'm watching a movie about Vikings, I don't need to see blacks and Hispanics or gays for that matter. The Vikings, I have a whole different idea about them when I see them. If I'm seeing a movie about Africa, forget it, because there's no rules on that. If you're making a movie about Scandinavia, I don't need you to insert Mexicans and blacks or whatever into it. How about we make cultural films that showcase your culture? Anyway, SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, had this whole program around this. But before I get to that, this guy says, all the virtue signaling in the world cannot forestall the economic realities of a slowing economy. This is what the CEO of Red Balloon said. He says, in a time when bloated big tech companies must make budget decisions, it's no surprise that divisive and polarizing DEI programs are under scrutiny. From his lips to God's ears. Finally, somebody's waking up. These race pimps have been going along selling this stuff, and you know who's left holding the bag? Us. Give me one bit of productivity that that produces. And I don't need to go give you the litany of the number of HR people that have that are either, well, yeah, I deal with the blacks, I deal with the black gays, I deal with the Hispanics, I deal with the Hispanic gays, I deal with the Hispanic women, I deal with all women, I deal with whatever. It's 14 different roles that nobody needs to be paying for, and it has nothing to do with how well the company does. That's what bugs me the most. The waste of money. Show me where that person improves your product, improves your service, improves anything conceptually. Show me. 3M is an innovative company. They have an entrepreneur. They call it an entrepreneur program. If you're in the company, you come up with something, you can have the patent on it. You can get paid royalties. It's a cool little program. And people work hard to find something that works. These people have been so innovative. Go look into an office supply store and look at the products that 3M has. They have, you know, the little stick-it notes, whatever. And then they have some that are super small. Somebody said, well, you know, if we can do it for, you know, something where you want to jot a note on it, how about we do it as a tab for a book, you know, or something like that? Oh, great idea. So they get, it's not a patent, but they get rewarded for the idea. The product sells, you know, they get a little taste of that. It's an amazing thing to do. It's looking for innovation. And that innovation isn't about black, white, gay, Hispanic, whatever. It's about, are you paying attention to your job? Are you thinking about what you should be doing? And let me tell you, they were doing this decades ago when I was first getting into management consulting. Over 20, 25 years ago. And go look at Post-it notes and see how innovative they've become with just Post-it notes. But here's the risk management people over at SVB, you know, multiple LGBTQ programs, women's programs, safe space for coming out stories, etc. Meanwhile, the firm is on fire. And I don't know who didn't sound the alarm bell, but somebody should have had the guts to say enough of this nonsense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Supposedly, Harry of Meghan and Harry lost millions of dollars in the bank failure of SVB. I don't wish anybody any demise, but I would just say this. Karma, well, she can be ugly at times. Oh, my goodness. Oprah Winfrey is said to have lost $570 million because of the failure. I don't believe that. I don't believe that when you have that kind of money and you're only insured by the FDIC up to a certain amount, you take precautions. You move your money into multiple banks. And, I mean, I know that it can only be insured up to a certain amount, but You do, if you're smart, you take precautions. And I would think Oprah Winfrey's a lot smarter than that. But, you know, who knows? The thing I do want to mention is I want to go back to this discussion about DEI, which I call Diversity, Inclusion, and Equity, a.k.a. DEI. According to a press release from Red Balloon, who I mentioned in the previous segment, companies in the country spent over $9 billion on DEI initiatives last year. Much of this resulted from, and by the way, this article that I'm reading this from is a MSNBC opinion piece. I want to make sure you're aware of that. It says, much of this resulted from societal overreaction following the murder of George Floyd. It wasn't a murder, the death of George Floyd in the summer of 2020. By the way, one of my buddies told me that Black Lives Matter has raised, it was either $8 billion or $18 billion. Can you believe that? I think we know where to go get reparations for black folks. Black Lives Matter has raised that much money on a lie. Gah! Folks, if I were on the other side, I would be a multi-billionaire profiting off of you. Woo! Man, be glad I'm on this side. Anyway, they say left-wing executives throughout the nation use this chaos to implement radical, agenda-driven corporate programs to reshape the culture and indoctrinate employees. And I tell people this all the time, that your education doesn't stop at school. You think, oh, I'm K through 12 and a couple years of college, my education stopped. No, that's when your education began. Okay, maybe you got a four-year degree. That is when your education began. Okay, maybe you got your master's. That is when your education started to decline. If you got your PhD, unless it's in, you know, science or technology, you got indoctrinated then. You went backwards. Welcome, everybody. I don't know if I said this already, but the Kevin Jackson Network, you listening to Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. So, this whole woke thing, it became pervasive, and I saw it coming years ago when I got out of college, and I got asked, did I want to be part of the Black Engineers group? And I was like, why? At Texas Instruments. I'm like, why? Well, Kevin, you know, but I went, do we work on different projects than white engineers? Is it a segregated system or what? No, not at all. I just want to ask an HR person. No, not at all. We just want to make sure that you feel comfortable. How? I'm saying comfortable how? I got a degree in engineering, electrical engineering. I'm on a design team. I met my boss. He's a white guy. I'm good. What else do I need? Are we working on products for just black people where you need my expertise as a black person? No. Okay. No. I don't want to be part of the Black Engineers Association. You know, or Black Employees Association. Well, we just know that there's special. Special what? Cafeterias? Food you're going to serve? Dashiki night? What? What are you trying to tell me? The lady was very uncomfortable that I was, you know, was like, okay, well, you know, and this was at the beginning, so she was kind of, there's probably a sense of, probably part of her was like, oh, I'm relieved. But that's what I dealt with. So, Red Balloon says they spent $9 billion on DEI last year, and they said, even more absurd, the total was expected to increase to $15.4 billion. This is why I wrote the book Race Pimping. I talk about this. I said the fastest growing segment in colleges and universities are DEI degrees, DIE degrees, social justice warrior nonsense. And I kept asking myself at the time, where are they going to put all these people? And then I answered my own question when I was talking with HR guys. They go, oh my gosh, Kevin, we got to have, you know, HR person for this, and this. Really? Transgender. Yep, LGBTQ, transgender specifically, yada, yada. Where's that coming from? Profits. Profits. They produce nothing. To be honest with you, those people have no talent. No talent. They're dumb. No talent. Can't conceptualize. They're stupid. And I'm not trying to be mean. They are. So they say Amazon, Twitter, Nike have shed between 5 and 16 DEI professionals each, and Twitter's infamous diversity team layoffs are not far behind, according to Revelio Labs. I think if Elon Musk is as smart as I think he is, he probably jettisoned those guys very quickly. Bearing in mind the typically small size of DEI teams, the median team size DEI team size in this set of companies is 3. These outflows likely amount to the exodus of entire diversity teams. Congratulations, folks. As it pertains to SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus insinuated that woke policies like the ones launched by Ezra, who was the lady over the DEI program at SVB, likely contributed to the company's failure, is what she said. Let me change it for Bernie. It didn't likely contribute. It did contribute. I feel bad for all those people that lost their money in the woke bank. You know, it was more distressing to hear the bank officials sold off their stock before this happened. It's depressing to me, he told Fox News' Neil Cavuto. And he's right. By the way, as I mentioned before, I can't fault these guys for having their automatic payment, you know, for the stock that they had. But what I can fault them for is when they gave out bonuses. Who did you pick to give out bonuses to? And how long did you know about this before you started giving out the bonuses? Follow the money on that. He goes on, he says, who knows whether the Justice Department will go after them? They're a woke company, so I guess not. And they'll probably get away with it. Bernie Marcus sees the double standard. He recognizes it. He blamed the Biden administration for pushing companies and banks to consider global warming over shareholder returns, resulting in catastrophic economic pitfalls. That's where we are. Now, before we close out, I want to play this clip of the FDIC contemplating this whole scenario. They knew it was coming, folks. Here's the FDIC.
But I don't think you have much hope of reaching a public that doesn't have a professional need to know.
I completely agree with that. I almost think you scare the public if you put this out. Like, why are they telling me this? Should I be concerned about my bank? Like, my insurance company doesn't tell me what they're doing with my assets if they just assume they're going to pay my claim. Right? I think you've got to think of the unintended consequences of taking a public that has more full faith and confidence in the banking system than maybe people in this room do. That we want them to have full faith and confidence in the banking system. They know the FDIC insurance is there. They know it works. They put their money in. They're going to give their money out. So there's a select crowd of people that are in the institutional side. And if they want to understand this, they're going to find a way to understand this. There's a bunch of law firms represented in this room. There's a bunch of people who charge them by the hour, a lot of money to explain this all to them. And it's fine. I don't have a problem with that. And they all have huge staffs. But I would be careful about the unintended consequences of starting to blast too much of this out in the general public.
As I listened to that, it reminded me of what Gruber said of Obamacare, that if we let the public know what this is about, they won't go for it. Look, I'm not trying to create hysteria in the banking system at all, but I think that we're big boys and girls, and the government needs to stop having a bunch of bureaucrats, in this particular case, unelected bureaucrats, telling us what to do and to, you know, how to behave and how to handle things. It's not the way this should work. So, yeah, I'm concerned. And I'm also concerned because we have a government that's constantly lying to us about everything. This is a massive failure that could be the tipping point for something much more disastrous. And we need to be preparing for it and not sticking our heads in the sand.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.